If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is election day in Georgia. Get out and vote, people. Get out and vote, please. We support Senator Raphael Warnock on this show. Of course, you know that already. Please, when you vote, vote for Senator Raphael Warnock. All right?
Period.
Get
this,
out of here.
Do
it
today.
I got to go.
Today.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're hurrying up for you, Steve. Get out and vote today. It is time now as we switch gears for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
You never know. Now, y'all best buckle up and hold on tight, because here's it is. This here be Strawberry's Letter. That's what that be.
Get out of here, Herschel.
Loser. Loser.
We're not trying to hear from you. No. All right, dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I own and operate a small business, and I still work full time. I used to do the payroll and purchasing for the business, but it got to be too much for me. My husband and I discussed hiring an assistant in addition to the three employees we have. A few days later, my husband went to a trade show, and he met a potential employee. We tried to do a FaceTime interview with her, but I couldn't get a clear picture of her. She appeared to be a thin and plain girl. She's 27 years old, and she said she had accounting experience, so we hired her on the spot. The plain girl that interviewed with us was not the same girl that came to work with us. This was a grown woman with an authoritative tone and big legs and long eyelashes. She fit in at first and was good in accounting. But after a month, the staff told us she's too bossy. My husband took up for her and said that is exactly what's needed in the workplace. She even playfully told him what to do, and he did it. I was afraid to say anything to him because I knew what he'd say. He thinks I have control issues and I don't like the woman because she's a woman. I took a step back and thought about it. No, No, that's not it at all. I began popping up and I caught them eating lunch and laughing and talking one day. Another day, I saw him follow her around the store with his eyes. He was focused on her big legs. I asked her to give me a count of cups and lids so I could purchase more, and she told me that Curtis assigned the ordering to her. Well, isn't she helpful? There's only so much that I can take. Am I too controlling, or will she be a problem if I don't stop her right now? Please advise. Yes, not only will she be a problem, but she's already a problem. Obviously, because she's got you feeling some kind of way. But here's the issue. You can do whatever you want to do. It is your business, too. She had no right to be that flippant with you, period. I don't care what Curtis told her. She could have answered your question in a much more respectful way, not tell you what Curtis told her. She was disrespectful, and your husband should have checked her right then and there. But instead, he's taking up for her all over the office. Even the other employees complain that, she's too bossy. And doesn't he realize what he's doing? I mean, he's the one that's causing division in the workplace and making two of them look very suspicious. And did you say you were afraid to say anything to him because he would say you didn't like her because she's a woman? Well, he might say that, or he might say you have control issues. So what? He might say that, but you still have a right to say whatever you want to say. You don't have to be fearful about it. The two of them now are eating lunch together. His eyes are following her around the store. He's checking out her big legs, and he's allowing her to talk to you kind of crazy. Well, that's a no-no. This is a situation that needs to be handled like only a wife can, and you need to talk to your husband, not her. Don't talk to her. Talk to him. Tell your husband he's out of order, and to not let her talk to you that way, and to let her know that if you ask her for something, to give it to you. You're the wife. You're the business owner as well. I know you told her she was in charge of ordering now. He did that. But you are the missus, and you're in charge over everything, okay? The whole business. I'll never forget this time. I don't know if you guys saw it on Wildin' Out when Nick was just on there kind of acting crazy, Nick Cannon, and all of a sudden he got this crazy look in his face. Mariah walked from backstage and said, "Nick, I will shut all this sugar honey iced tea down. I will shut it all down." Well, that's what you need to do. All right, Steve.
I'd like to congratulate you, Shirley, because you've never used an outside reference or story in any of your strawberry letter responses in 22 years.
That threw you off.
That threw me way off, dog. She told a Nick Cannon analogy to use in her strawberry letter. Bravo, Shirley. Bravo. Way to do it, darling. Way to try to bring it on home now. Use examples. See, people often say, "Steve, this letter ain't about you. You got to make it about you." Shirley took this letter and made it about Nick Cannon. I thought was outstanding. Thank you so much. Now, here's a letter.
All right.
Here's a letter in a nutshell. At the end of the letter, the question was asked, "Am I too controlling?" This is really not what this letter is about. You're not too controlling. You're jealous. This letter is about jealousy, envy, suspicion. That's what this letter is about. And that's how I'm going to have to address it. Shirley did an admirable job about it. The kudos to you, Shirley, for the use of the Nick Cannon analogy. 22 years you've never used an outside story in your answer. I felt just wonderful.
You're still making it about you. Okay. Here we go. All right, we'll be back with part two of Steve's response coming up. At 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject, my husband's assistant is very helpful. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us. To crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker? It's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my husband's assistant is very helpful. Yes, she is.
Well, my husband's assistant is very helpful. This is a disguise. The question in this letter is at the end, am I too controlling or will she be a problem if I don't stop her right now? Please advise. That's what this letter is about. But the question should not be, am I too controlling? This is a letter about jealousy and suspicion. Let me take you down the letter, show you how meaningless some of this stuff is until we get down to what she really wants. My husband and I own and operate a small business, and I still work full time. Okay, that's shaky because I think it's your husband. I'm not really sure. I used to do payroll and purchasing for the business, but it got to be too much for me, which means she doesn't do it anymore, so now her husband's running it. My husband and I discussed hiring an assistant to go along with the three employees they got. A couple days later, your husband at a trade show met a potential employee. Tried to do a FaceTime interview with her, but couldn't get a clear picture of it. She appeared to be a thin and plain girl. Here we go. This is where the jealousy starts to come in at. She appeared to be a thin and plain girl, which obviously would have been okay. She's 27 years old. She says she had an accounting experience. So we hired her on the spot. Did we not? Okay. The plain girl that interviewed with us was not the same girl that came to work with us. She knew what she was doing. This was a grown woman. Most 27-year-old women are grown, with an authoritative tone and big legs and long eyelashes. What do the big legs and the long eyelashes got to do with anything? Well, I'll tell you. You don't wear long eyelashes, and you ain't got big legs. So now you are trying to figure out, what does she have that you don't? You see, this letter is taking an ugly turn, y'all. The plain girl that interviewed with us was not the same girl that came to work. She fit in at first. She was good in accounting. She was good at that. She said that. But after a month, the staff told her she's too bossy. Now, I don't like that line right there because most authoritative women get accused as being bossy. If men are authoritative, we just the boss.
We get accused of another B word.
But you get called bossy when you're authoritative, so I think that's unfair. Mm-hmm. I think that's very unfair. Mm-hmm. But now she was good at accounting. My husband took up for her and said that's exactly what's needed in the workplace. True statement. She even playfully told him what to do, and he did it. Well, you know, you bringing somebody in there that can help out, she helping out. I was afraid to say anything to him because I knew what he'd say. He thinks I have control issues, and I don't like the woman because she's a woman. And I think he's 100% correct. I think you don't like her because she's a woman. I don't think you like her because she got big legs and got long eyelashes. Uh-oh. Am I being clear here? Well, it's okay, team. I got you. I was afraid to say anything because I knew what he'd say. Uh-huh. I think he thinks I got control issues. And I don't like the woman because she's a woman. That's exactly it. I took a step back and thought about it. But no, it's not that at all.
Right.
I began popping up, and I caught him eating lunch and laughing. Well, you know, look, they got to eat. They do have to eat.
Okay.
Why he eating lunch with her is where the bus come in at.
Yes.
See, that's where it starts. See, you been eating lunch, but now you eating lunch with the big legs and the long eyelash. Mm. And y'all ain't just eating, y'all laughing and talking. Mm. What the hell is y'all down there at that job talking for? These jobs can be done in silence.
You really, really.
You don't see the jealousy coming in now? Yeah, it's some jealousy gang coming in here now. Another day, I saw him follow her around the store with his eyes. He was focused on her big legs. God, dog. The wife ain't got big legs.
Why was he looking over there?
Why was he looking over there, following her around the store?
And she
why was
you
in the store with all y'all? But why is he getting busted looking? Where your glasses at?
Mm, could be stupid.
Boy, look ahead of her and let her walk into your eye line. Then when she get in your eye line, turn your head the other way. That's how you do this.
Giving her plenty to be jealous.
I asked her to caught them eating lunch and following her around with his eyes, focused on her big legs. I asked her to give me a count on cups and lids so I could purchase more. She told me Curtis assigned the ordering to her.
Oops.
Well, isn't she helpful? That ain't really got nothing to do with it. Curtis told me to do it. There's only so much that I can take. Am I too controlling? Or will she be a problem if I don't stop her right now? Please advise. You want her out the company because you're jealous of your husband with her right now. And you should be.
Yeah.
You should be jealous because you're a woman and that's your job.
Men can
quit talking about her because she bossy. She got big legs. She can't have little legs.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter. That's Steve Harvey FM. On Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand as well.
Where your eyelashes at?
Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Junior is up with Sports Talk right after this.
Coming out with the cups your damn self.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.